is Vectis Radio.
Right, I'm here at Smallbrook Stadium on a relatively sunny Sunday morning with just witnessed Barry Bishop, who's one of the main forces behind Speedway coming back to Smallbrook. Going around the track, Barry, somewhat slower than what you're used to, I would imagine.
Well, it's a little bit slower, but it's good for identifying bumps and things like that. But what we're doing at the moment is we're shifting around some of the shale. Obviously, the stadium's been dormant for 2 years, and we've had rallies and other events here, and it's damaged the surface a little bit. So we're putting that as right as best we can, and also generating some shale and generally aerating the track. Shale, if you keep it moving and aerated, tends not to clump up. So we've had so much rain over the winter. Now's the first couple of dry days, and we've managed to get on the track for some 6 hours yesterday, and I'll probably do another four today.
Well, so it's just going round and round. I would say an ever-decreasing circles, but for starters, it's an oval. We're very proud of that, aren't we?
Yeah, we're very proud of
and,
that.
And, of course, it's not decreasing because the track stays the same. But do you have to bring any more shale in since the track's been unused? Or
We're working with white building materials, actually, to supply us with some shale. I would imagine we'll need to bring some from the mainland because there's a high clay content in shale to bind it. But we will need more material on top. Not too much, but we will need some. And whether that's recommended for the first couple of meetings, I'm not sure. But we'll take the guidance of Colin Meredith from the SCB on that.
Rather an anorak sort of question, but what is shale? Do you buy that? Do you go to some sort of aggregate supplier and buy it as that, or is it man-made or mixed? Or
There's various types. It can be a waste product, actually, from mining in general, or other tracks use crushed brick. And, of course, in the very early days, it was cinders from the power plants.
Yeah.
So it's a combination for what is right for your track, and also probably where we are on the island, the most cost-effective way to bring it in. But we'll have what's right for the track, and we're working with a couple of different companies now to find the right product.
And of course, the thing that I noticed from being, I think the last time I was out here was very early this year, I think, is you've got this funny yellow thing sort of on each corner. What's all that about?
Yeah, we've got our lovely glamorous air fence, which it was installed, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago now, on a very, very, very wet Friday. It arrived late, and we did it mainly in the dark with the floodlights on there. But now it's in and it's been approved from the SCP, so we're very, very happy about that. We just need to have it inflated and have all our lovely sponsor signs on it. Can't wait.
Right, of course, and two people who aren't that into Speedway or understand it, obvious question, but what does the air fence do? Why is it so important for you to get it in place before the racing started?
Okay, well, when I rode Speedway, which was in 96 for the island in the very first year, we'd never had an air fence, and so I came off on bend four, actually, and broke my collarbones from hitting the fence. And so as safety progresses, and an air fence is effectively like an airbag, so if a rider hits it, it in theory absorbs most or all of the kinetic energy, and so they don't have that direct impact into something solid. And the saving from injury and death since the introduction of the air fence has been immeasurable. It's been massive. It's one of the best safety features of Speedway ever.
And of course, I suppose it's like a glorified huge car airbag, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a glorified huge car airbag, but it's got a significant price tag associated with it, which was one of the stumbling blocks to the Speedway closing down here, unfortunately. But now, of course, we're in the position where we can fund that and bring it back.
Yeah, it's great, because I was always a bit worried about that when, you were talking about starting things here, because I was here sort of when the previous management here was here, and that was a stumbling block. But it's here, I can see it. It's yellow, and with a bit of black in it. Looking a bit deflated at the moment, because obviously it doesn't need to be bumped up. But that's a great major achievement to get done, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a massive milestone for us to have the air fence in, and I think once that happened, everybody in Speedway, everybody on the Isle of Wight and around Smallbrook knew that everything was coming back then, and it was the right step to make the right progress.
And that's right. And I guess what you were saying about everybody sort of being pleased to see here, I guess everyone realised then after that enormous expense that everyone here was really serious about putting Speedway back on. It was sort of like a landmark, wasn't it, really?
Well, as I said, it was a significant step. The air fence is 100% ours. It's bought and paid for. We've not borrowed any money to get it. At all, so it's owned by the club now, and we're very proud of that, and it was a big step for our sponsors, ourselves, the island community, and anyone involved with the Warriors, as the actual now it's here, we know it's coming, and that's a huge step for us, yeah.
And of course, talking of the air fence, as we are, obviously there's big opportunities there, both for big and small businesses to advertise on it.
Yeah, of course, we do have advertising opportunities for the air fence, as individuals as well, they can also take an air fence panel. So if anybody's interested, of course, either contact the stadium or me at speedwayontheisland@yahoo.co.uk, and we can discuss it further.
And of course, you should get your businesses in lots of photos as well, because the air fence is on the corners, and as you know, that's where most of the action takes place, isn't it?
That's right, it's a prime location, it's where everybody's interested in having it on the air fence. I think we've sold some 26 panels now. As you know, we have the biggest air fence in the country, which we have 52 panels in total, including some spares in stock. So we're looking forward to trying to have as many of those sponsored as possible. We're very proud of the club. People on the island are now becoming more and more involved. More local organisations and companies are now becoming involved, and it's just fantastic.
How's the team shaping up? Has there been any more changes? I guess the team's been in place, thankfully, for quite a while now, hasn't it?
Yeah, the team's been in place for quite a while. Some of our riders have been out having practice sessions. Press and practice day on the island, of course, is April the 2nd, which is a bit of an open day as well. And then we're going to have another celebration party in the Premier Lounge, just to introduce the whole team to all of the fans. You'll have a chance to sit on my first skid bikes and various other things that we've got planned for that day. It's a big celebration. We're extremely proud to be back. And the team are coming together and practicing across the country when they get the opportunity. And the season starts officially in just a few days' time.
Well, when will you think the first time will be when a Speedway bike actually gets back on the track? Will it be that date you've just mentioned?
Or possibly this afternoon, as I've got my bikes here and I might have a skid myself. I always said I wanted to be the first person to ride on the track, so I will make that happen at some point, and then I'll let the team on it.
Oh, right, yeah, that's great. What's the date for the first home meeting?
First home meeting is the Vince Mapley Memorial, which will be on April the 7th. That's followed by a four-team tournament, which is, as it suggests, four different teams, which is the Warriors, Southampton, Exeter and Weymouth. And that will be on the 14th. And then our first league next meeting is against Kent, which is on the 21st. We also, after the 7th, we've been invited, and this is a huge honour, as I think, for the island, to ride against Somerset, and they're a Premier League team. And to be asked so quickly after the reintroduction to Speedway is a huge vote of confidence for everybody involved at the club, and all the way in which we're promoting it and getting people involved, other clubs, riders, the BSPA, and we're very grateful for that.
And that's right, and I see on Facebook you're trying to get some sort of organisation in place to go to some away matches, away fixtures.
That's right, yeah. When I was young growing up, being part of a supporters club was really important to me, and going to away Speedway meetings, it was always great. So we do need a bit of help from someone who can help us organise the coaches for away meetings. They don't necessarily have to go, but of course it would be fantastic if they could. And I think it's a vital part of any team. Of course, we do have the Warrior Express, which is for home meetings, which the Martin and I and the club have put on for Islanders to get them to the stadium cost effectively, and that will go all around the stadium, and it's £4 return. So if you even fancy a pint in the bar and you want to watch the Speedway, leave the car at home and use the bus.
Yeah, that's great, because I heard say, I think that was one of the things last time that was quite popular, that was picking up people from Ryde and what have you. And as I say, you can quite safely and legally enjoy a drink or two, or perhaps free, in the Premier Lounge. So it's really coming together now. I said before that there's a real good community vibe about what's happening here this time, which is good. And you're a busy chap, aren't you? Everyone wants you today, don't
they? Yeah, it's always like that, unfortunately. But, you know, everyone that comes here to help with part of Team Warrior does it voluntarily. We have Islanders, we have someone who comes down from Middlesbrough. Unfortunately, he's not here this weekend, he's skiing, but every other weekend he's been here. And so, to me, that just says what we do here and how we do it, with the way in which we bring everyone together and we call it Team Warrior, is just the right way, and I love it.
And just a quick chat about your Speedway school, My First Skid. How's the best for anyone to get in contact if they're interested with that? Because I can see that being quite big with youngsters, and perhaps even not so youngsters on the island.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've taught people of all ages, from under 14s ladies only, over 75s, over 50s, then we can have great Speedway schools if they're the same as what we did before. The Speedway school is growing. We have about 20 machines now, most of which will be coming to the island just after the season starts. We are starting to promote the school and to take bookings. I think we'll probably start that after the first meeting, as my focus is really on the first meeting at the moment. But everything's in place for it to start. And so as soon as it does, we'll, of course, socialise it in the press, social media, on our website and on our media channel.
Mm. Of course, that's good, because I say there's lots of people getting involved. See Island Echo and Andy Haig with his Speedway Portal. He's doing a lot, and we're trying to do our bit at Vectis Radio as well. So I think that's... so I keep saying, but I think it's important to say that's there's a real community vibe here. And may I wish you and Team Warrior all the success for the coming season. And you know, my ugly mug will be here in one way or another, so I'll be pleased to see you then. Thanks for your time, Barry.
Thanks very much, really appreciate it.
Across the Isle of Wight and across the world, this is Vectis Radio.